Discovering one's identity involves patience and a series of obstacles. The story of my father, Pereira Kasumba, has served as a prime example in having been through many challenges trying to find out who he is and who he wants to be. It all started like this.
I'm originally from Angola. Angola is located in the southern part of Africa, just below the equator.
I'm like, how did you grow up? What were the circumstances of that?
Well, I was born in a location where back then we were, as a country, we were under Portuguese colonization. Therefore, I was really born into a Portuguese identity. In Portugal, which is a country in Europe, was controlling Angola, and it was in that kind of environment where I grew up up until I was about 12 years old.
So what happened at 12 years old?
At 12 years old, there was a revolution in the country, and as a result, Portugal gave Angola independence. And then after that, the locals, the Angolans, started civil war, which then caused other problems in the country.
The war he is referring to took place in 1975 when Angola gained independence from Portugal. In that same year, three different liberation movements began to fight against each other, commencing another Angolan civil war that lasted until 2002, some 26 years later.
I survived through all the wars, and I then moved from the location where I was born. I kind of like was forced to move from there due to the imperative of the war, and I ended up in the capital city, Luanda, and I spent the rest of the next 20 plus years in that city. Back then, our parents inculcated on us the need for education. I remember when I was really, really young, my dad looked at me and said, son, one day you will become an engineer. That's what he said. I was less than 7 years old. I can't remember exactly how old I was, but I say I was less than 7 years old because he died when I was seven. So those words, after he died, I kept thinking about what my dad said, that one day I had to become an engineer. So I kept that in my mind. And as you know, everything I did, I took into account the fact that my dad wanted me to become an engineer. So I decided when I grew up, I decided to become an engineer.
How was the loss of your father a point of finding your identity at that time?
I grieved a lot. I cried a lot. It's not easy for a child to lose his father, and he was my best friend too. And I still remember the toys he bought for me, the conversation we used to have before I went to bed, that kind of thing. So by losing my father, I had like an empty spot in my life that needed to be filled in. But fortunately for me, I found God as that entity who could fill in that space, and I developed faith in Him. So through the times, God has been my father.
His spirituality played an important role in developing his identity. It helped him overcome many ordeals and maintain his focus on receiving an education, as well as healing after grieving from the death of his own father. And throughout all of this, he continued his journey. And how was that going overseas and leaving everything you behind to England?
It did impact me a lot. At first, it was very, very hard because at the time, I was already married with children. So knowing that education would open up the doors for a better future for myself and for my family, I decided to take the journey. So I left my wife behind temporarily. while I was studying in Europe. And when I finished my college degree, I then went to another college for my master's degree. And then from there, when I finished, I managed to bring my family together to Europe, and that's how we started.
So how was it finding yourself in Europe and like getting used to the customs of European life?
Basically, I had to start life from scratch. The only thing I had in my favor at the time was education and the desire to succeed. So it wasn't easy, but I had to make the hard choices that eventually would result in well-being for myself and for my family. It was a hard journey, but it was worth it.
So how did the view on the two world differ from the people in Angola who only saw like what was around them?
Well, a good example is my older brother. He's still in Angola, never left Angola, and he will probably die in Angola. So he has a different kind of view of the world.
Yeah.
As you know, I've traveled a lot, so I have a different view of things as a result of interacting with different cultures.
So how has that helped you?
It did help me a lot, because you can see how different cultures deal with different situations and how you can adapt to those situations. It helps you appreciate different point of views from different backgrounds and makes you a better person as such. By being overseas, it really helped me shape my view of the world.
So how do you think that influences you today and looking back on like your life in Angola?
Well, it benefits me because having lived many years in the United States helped me see the benefits of having a very open society.
Even though Angola has been independent for quite some time now, they still suffer from economic downfalls and corruption within the government. He switches the conversation up to express his frustration of the ignorance that many African Americans have towards the diversity of the African culture.
I learned those cultures, those countries, by reading books. That's all I know about them. By listening to their music, by talking to people who are originally from those places. So that's how I know about those countries. But just like anybody else, we have the internet, I research, I go to YouTube. I learn about different cultures, different countries, different locations, and that's how I keep up with my general knowledge of Africa.
Why does it frustrate you?
Because that indicates that the person who has that viewpoint doesn't read, and when people don't read, then they become ignorant. And when they become ignorant, then they're fearful, because they fear anybody who has a different culture or speaks a different language, and that's not good. So that could cause some stereotypes.
So with all this like involved, do you think that one of the roots to someone's identity is education?
Absolutely. Education is like is the way out. Without education, we see the world from one dimension. But with education, you see the world from different dimensions. You'll see it from different perspectives. But if you don't have those perspectives, then you are easily manipulated by other people's opinion.
Okay, and I would like to thank you for having you on here on my podcast today, Mr. Kasumba.
Thank you, Kaylin, and I wish you well.
Thank you.
And education.
Okay, that's a wrap.